Welcome back here to Callan's Drugstore as we talk sports here on this Saturday morning on the Coach's Corner. Thanks again for your time. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we'll get a visit with Dustin Oakley from Western Boone. Starting things off, we'll talk Tigers basketball with Albert Hendricks. Tigers currently stand 3-4 on the year as they picked up a win last night over Hamilton Heights on the road. That wraps up a three-game road trip that the Tigers have been on. They went 2-3 on that stretch. And again, they got Hamilton Heights last night, 58-48. Talk about his kids' performance last night. Then, of course, we'll spend some time talking about the holiday tourney. His Tigers head coach, Albert Hendricks. And Coach Hendricks, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm fine.
Well, it's good to see you here this morning. Give us a chance to talk about the kids' performance last night. And I was mentioning to you that the tenor that I gathered from the article in the Lebanon Reporter is that you were pretty pleased with how your kids performed last night. Don't get that all the time from you, I will admit, but it's nice to see that you felt really positive about your kids' play.
Yeah, I thought our kids played extremely well last night. I thought we were engaged from the get-go. There was a lot of things that Heights did prior to a game. They acknowledged, I think, a track student for some success, and then congratulations goes out to Coach Ballinger. He got his 300th win here just recently, so that's a great milestone for him. And Chad's a great guy and does a good job coaching. So there's a lot of things going on prior to the game that kind of could make you not be so engaged, into the game, kind of like a senior night or something like that. But I felt like our kids come out right out of the gate and really were engaged and played hard.
One thing I need to ask, have they finally finished that bridge at Baker's Corner? Can you get over 31?
I do believe so, because we went straight through to Cicero to 19. So I believe that's all finished, yes.
Oh, boy, that's been a long time coming.
Yeah, a lot of bridges have been a long time getting fixed, it seems like, this year.
So what was the scouting report on the Huskies coming into the game?
All their guys shoot the ball really well. They've almost played five guards, which is a tough job to match up, especially when we have Jack and Colin, who are good-sized kids, and speed is not one of those two strengths. So last night we needed to cover the three-point line and make sure we had a hand up, and then they're also very good at attacking the rim. And so we had two tough tasks, one to get a hand up and make sure that they didn't get open shots, and then be prepared for them to drive it by us. And I thought our kids did a really good job. It was like they've been scoring probably in the 70s, and they've been shooting about 38% to 40% from the three-point line and shooting 20 to 25 shots a game. And I felt like our kids in the first half, they only scored 20 points, and I think on the night they were 2 for 15. So I felt like our kids were like a plunger last night. They just were like sticking to them like nothing else, and a lot of credit goes to our kids. And I think it was a great team defensive effort, but I thought Wesley Bird did a really good job on the Etchison kid, who that name's been around there for a long time.
Again, Coach Hendricks, along with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So just 20 points scored in the first half. What was it that your kids were doing specifically that really limited Heights' looks at the basket?
Just not allowing them to get good looks. And again, I thought Wesley Burr did a really nice job of staying in front of Etchison. And he doesn't shoot the ball real well from the perimeter, but he's so quick and so athletic that he's just hard to handle. And he's a physical kid. And he's a senior, and Wesley's a junior with just coming along with his physical strength as a junior. And I just thought our team did a nice job, and Wesley did a nice job of not letting their playmaker create any good things for Heights.
Yeah, I know coming into the season, just not a lot of varsity experience. Is this a game that you can look at and say, maybe the kids are starting to understand it a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, I think for them it was a game of confidence. For us, it was a game that we saw a little glimmer of them getting better and trying to understand what we're doing. They're they're having to read scouting reports. And as last year as JV kids, about 80% of our kids were JV guys last year, and you don't read scouting reports for JV, and it's a whole different avenue when you're on the varsity. So I do think that as coaches, over the last couple games, even the Danville game, I felt like we saw some good things coming out of our kids. Danville's just really good, and we hung with them. So yeah, I think it was a positive all the way around for all of us.
Again, talking with Coach Hendricks here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So again, as mentioned, 20-20 at halftime. come out in the third quarter, and it really looks like you set the tone for the second half, especially offensively.
Yeah, at one point we went on a 10-0 run, and I think at that point we were able to kind of just withstand that. They got it back to six or four at the end of the third quarter, but Wesley Bird hit a couple big shots, and Colton Pollard hit a nice shot from the corner. You know, those were shots that I wasn't extremely happy that they were taken, because it was, you know, about 3 minutes left in the game, and we had a 6 or 7 point lead. But they knocked them down, and that's good confidence for them going on and going forward. I think that was the turning point when we hit those three shots, and I just felt like Caden Lark did such a great job last night of sharing the basketball. He had 17 points. But he done a nice job of finding the open guy and sharing the ball, and the guys hit their shots, which is going to give Caden even more confidence to share the basketball with his teammates.
Yeah. Again, visiting here with Coach Hendricks on this segment of the Coach's Corner. One of your comments was that you wanted to get the ball inside and attack the rim. Were you able to do that in the second half?
Yeah, we got Jack going in the second half, and I think Jack ended up with 12 points, and he had a double-double. I don't know if he had 10 rebounds or 12 rebounds or what he had, but I saw, you know, from Jack last night, we've been after him to be physical inside and not just be a three-point shooter. And I thought we saw that last night with Jack, and we were able to get it down low and get some easy baskets. And a lot of that had to do with Wesley and Caden Lark attacking the rim and sharing the basketball as well. So, again, I think, you know, Caden had 17, Wesley had 15, and Jack had 12 points and 10 or 12 rebounds. So couldn't ask for much better. And our other guys are just kind of role players right now. And they felt that, you know, they did their role last night. And if we can continue to do that, it's just going to make us a better basketball team.
Yeah. Just stay out of foul trouble last night?
Pretty much. Yeah. I think Wesley ended up with four early in the fourth quarter, but he was able to finish the game. So Jack had three, and I think Caden Lark had three. But for the most part, we did a really nice job, and I can't give the credit the kids much more credit. I mean, they just really, really dialed in on what we asked them to do last night.
Yeah, take care of the ball last night?
I think we had 13, maybe 12, 13, 14 turnovers. We had five in the first and five in the third. So, you know, we got to shore that up a little bit. The other two quarters, we were very, very low amount. Right now, you know, if we're around 11, 12, 13 maybe, that's not bad right now for the inexperience that we're dealing with. So, you know, obviously by the tournament we want to be down around 8 or 9, you know. So I think it's we got a good thing going, and I hope our kids continue to buy in and stay with the process, and I think by the end of the year we'll be competitive again.
Yeah. Again, visiting here with Coach Hendricks on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Did you get to the free throw line at all last night?
Yeah, we had several different numbers. I think Aaron had us 13 for 16. Mark Arrington had us 14 for 16. So either one of those two numbers are very good for us, because I think the first four or five games we didn't make very many free throws, and the last two games we've been 15 for 16 and 13 for 16 or 14 for 16. So that's improved, and you know, that's made a big difference in getting to the line, because as we talked last week, Scott, the officials are just not calling fouls. You know, this five new rule is, you know, you get 5 1/4, and I think the whole theory behind it is speed the game up and not shoot free throws. And I think the officials are allowing more of a physical play and not slowing the game down by calling a lot of fouls. I'm just not so sure that's really a good thing.
Again, talking with Albert Hendricks here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Well, let's go ahead and turn our attention now to the holiday tourney. The boys' portion begins December 28th, wrapping up on the 29th. There are a good number of teams: Mooresville, Indianapolis Metropolitan, University High School, Evansville North, Gary 21st Century, Faith Christian, Curry Meridian, and Lebanon, of course, all apart. So you go from the farthest point north to the farthest point south in the state to bring these teams in. Are you happy with this group of teams that will be playing?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good 4A schedule. You've got, you know, all the ones you've read that are 4A schools, and then you've got Gary 21st Century and Metropolitan, who are you know, they play a different brand of basketball. They're quick, they're athletic, and so it brings a lot of different diversity to our tournament. And I just think that those are all good things. You know, hopefully we can get to play, you know, one of the either Gary or Indy Metro, and as quick and athletic as they are, they'll force us to try to handle the basketball and get better at handling the basketball. And then you've got Mooresville, Perry Meridian, Evansville North, and teams like that who are solid 4A's. And University's new this year, and, you know, they're always a solid private school. And Faith Christian, I think, is pretty much a new school that's kind of just getting started, don't know much about them. But, you know, it should be a good good tournament. Should be a competitive tournament.
And so it begins, well, I guess it begins at 11 o'clock on the 28th. That'll be the Mooresville Metropolitan, Indianapolis Metropolitan matchup. University and Evansville North follow at 1. Gary 21st Century and Faith Christian play in the 6:30 game. And then the final game is Perry Meridian against Lebanon. Should start around 8 o'clock on the 28th. Other than winning the tournament, what do you hope for your kids in this two-day event?
You know, again, just to compete. Right now, we just want to play about three and a half quarters of good basketball and try to you know, just get better. And, you know, obviously when you win some games and get some confidence, that makes it a lot better for a younger group of kids. So we're really in a long process here. You know, last year we were fortunate that we had everybody back, and we didn't really have to bank on this long process. But this year, you know, we've made some changes and we've made some coaching changes, and things are going really well. And if the kids can just stay engaged and not worry about what their record is, I think at the end of the year, you know, we'll be a team that probably no one wants to play in the sectional. We certainly won't be the favorite by any means, but I think everybody would look at us and say, I don't really want to draw them.
Well, let's hope so.
I agree.
Coach Hendricks, thanks for your time this morning, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Same to you, Scott.
Once again, joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, talking Tigers basketball with Albert Hendricks. All right, a break, and when we come back, we'll turn our attention west to Western Boone. Dustin Oakley's in next. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.